It just felt like we'd been there for like a week because we were nonstop, just continue to just worship and just continue to just like move on. And even though we were tired, we were just so inspired. And I just felt like our bond as a team, like when we started, we were already pretty strong because all of us like knew each other. We were all part of the worship team. We all kind of knew each other. But I think through this trip, we really like connected and really became stronger as a team. And I think the turning point was when we actually got to worship with the New Life worship team. And we just combined all of us together. And you saw in the video that we were all jumping up and down and really crazy. And I just think that that proves, because before this, we went to a conference in Willow Creek. And I was like telling people, dance is so powerful in worship. And no one understood me. And I kind of got upset at some people. But anyways, so I just, you know, when everyone was dancing and stuff, I just felt that everybody just knew, you know, that this, it was even more powerful. Because when there's so much energy out there and you're making a fool out of yourself, you don't care what people think. Like, the whole sanctuary was just like following us. And I look down and I see these old men, like old men probably, you know, when they walk, they're probably usually like this, but they're like dancing like they're 16 years old. And it was just so nice to see. And I think that that point in time, the rest of the worship was just like, we were just all full out. And yeah, it was just really nice. I'm totally going off this paper right now. But the other thing that I had to take care of was the skit that we did, the everything skit, and that was a real challenge because I was kind of, I really wanted to do it because I really thought that we could do it really well, and another like insecurity about leading things, but we really pulled through, and I was really proud of my team because I think that they're better actors than most actors that I work with. And they were just, like when we started, okay, it was a little bit rough, but then like slowly as we practiced and stuff, and I think God just really ministered to everybody. And when we actually did it for the people in Cambodia, it was really like intense because like, for at least for me, I felt like I became that person, and I just felt God just like really feeding me like the energy, and it just kind of fed everybody, and everybody just fed off of each other, and it was like 10 times better than the rehearsal. And the reaction, you know, because they're very like, they're not very open about like cheering and stuff like that. So when like Sam was like, yeah, you know, in the video when, you know, they're like going towards Jesus, everyone's like, yeah, but there's like no sounds, like it was very silent. So we were just wondering, did it really touch them? But then the next morning, I was confirmed that like some people came up to me and said that they were actually talking about it during service. So it was like big noise, everyone was saying that it really touched them. And so that really, that was really nice to hear that even though they you know, receive things differently, quietly, that they actually felt something from it. And yeah, okay, now I'm lost. But so just to wrap it up, I'm really excited to see how next year goes. And we're hoping to continue providing these worship conferences and teaching them, you know, about worship and stuff. And their church, as you saw, was like amazing. I mean, I wish SP could find a church like that. But I can't wait to see how their church turns out next year. And to see, it was just really nice to see them grow so spiritually. And that's it. Thank you.